Good evening, footies, and welcome to Foot in Review, episode 5. We are live every Friday at 2100 Central European Summertime, and as all your podcast services around the world. You can find us on iTunes as well now. Please, if you like us, give us a thumb up, share, subscribe, or just give us a pat on the back. Today we are a bit earlier with the live recording because it's Premier League starting day and we don't want to get you out of your Premier League starting matches. We start at the same time as we start regularly. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and with me is my dear friend Yngvi. Yngvi, how are you doing tonight?
Good evening, John. I'm fine, thanks. And how are you?
Oh, fine. A bit early. So I got a rush. I even have my work clothes still on for everyone watching live.
Looks professional.
No football shirts tonight.
That's okay.
Tonight we'll have some more footies. We got some foot swaps to discuss, and we got even some sent in player reviews. If you want to share your thoughts or review a player yourself, just send them in and we'll get to it. And if you want to do an audio one, we'll get you an invite on the Discord, record it and play it on the podcast as well if you want that as well. I think it's time to get the show started, so let me start by pulling up all the players we will review tonight. Which are? We got Alex Teixeira, the footies, which is perfectly situated as left back on your screen. Juan Jesus, our very fast Roma central back. We got Alaba, maybe our surprise of the week. The foot swap, Manolas. Perfect fit with Juan Jesus. Cyprien, if I pronounce that one correctly, but I think my French is better than my English, so it should be fine. Juan Felix, Atletico Madrid midfielder. Kondogbia, 93 rated Kondogbia, by the way. Wow. Just freshly released 30 minutes ago, Milinkovic-Savic, also known as SMS for Sergej Milinkovic-Savic. And then we got three sending player reviews. From nothing less than Prime Moments Eusebio, Prime Butranego, or Bertie as the one who sent him in calls it, and Goretzka. Yngvi, shall we have a start with Alex Teixeira?
Yes, he was an objective from Weekly Objective. Wasn't that hard to unlock when you finally managed to buy the Chinese Super League players. I had really high hopes because he looked great and everything, but he didn't play like I anticipated. I had too high expectations, it seems, because he missed a lot of chances. He didn't make those runs I was hoping for. Very sluggish on the ball as well. Yeah, he played more like his non-inform card, for me at least, when I used him in Division 1 Rivals. It was really frustrating because I wanted him to be good. So I think I used him for 10-15 matches and he never really got going at all. So he went into a SBC in the end.
I really like the fact that you take 15 matches to actually still make the best out of him. Where did you play him? Which position? Striker?
I tried him striker. I tried him center forward in 4-4-1-1. I tried him wide cam in 4-2-2-2. Tried him wide cam, central cam in 4-2-3-1.
You tried him everywhere except the left back. We just positioned him in on screen.
Yeah, I didn't try him in midfield or defense, so... I tried him a few squad battles matches. At least he scored up to 3 goals, but nothing impressive, to be honest, for me at least.
That's really unfortunate, though, because he had a nice link being Brazilian, very fast, 97 pace, 99 acceleration, 95 sprint speed. 94 positioning, 91 finishing on his main stat. As long with 94 jumping, so he looks good, but it was a no-go, though.
No, not for me. Maybe he works well for everybody else, but not for me.
I had a very busy week myself, so I wasn't able to actually unlock him. So I can't really comment on this. If you guys or girls in chat or have any thoughts, let's just let us know how you find him. I haven't actually faced him as well, so maybe that says something.
Have you? Yeah, I haven't. I faced him, I think, once, and I didn't notice him in game. In the weekend league today, actually.
Oh, in weekend league even. Okay.
Yeah. So.
What is your final rating? Let's cut Texera short. Well, I have the time discussing really fun players later on.
I'll give him a 2.5, actually. Yep. Yeah, and he was really good when I used him. I gave him a run in the matches I used Teixeira, and he really, really played well. He was strong, aggressive, breaking up play, winning most headers, decent passing. He didn't make any mistakes. I think even he scored a few goals as well on corners. So, and he was really good on defensive corners because of course, his jumping. And it was really nice to have that left-footed central back next to our friend Van Dijk. So they worked really well together. So it was a really good card, really good. Yeah, that's true. But but that's only because he's not as good as team of the season Militao that you have on tradable. But he's not far away, actually. So I used him in the Icon Upgrade SBC, so I got Prime Socrates, so not too bad. The middle Socrates, 89 rated. I think it was a sign. I really want to play for you. Yeah, the base. Yeah, he looks cooler on the car, the picture though, with the headband and everything, but he doesn't have it in game, so maybe not. Yeah. Yeah. Five, actually. Yeah. Yeah, but it's for the value as well. Yeah, I didn't have to grind that much. I got some community help as well. So for me, it didn't take many matches. It took me 5 matches, I think, to unlock him. So for that, it was well worth it. Yeah. No. Just that's correct. Yeah. Yeah, he's really good. I said I was a bother and unlocked. Of course, I couldn't stop, so I had to. Because I faced him a lot and he seemed really good. Not that I need him, but I use him as a substitute most of the time. I've used him as a starter as well for many matches, probably 10 matches. And he's really good. He is strong. He is quick. He can pass. He can shoot. I used him as a CDM, CM. I've actually used him as a cam, and I used him as a left winger and a left back. And he was excellent in every position, actually. So, and he has an insane long shot. He rips them into the goal, like, without any fuss at all. Just press shoot, nothing fancy, nothing time shooting, just shoot. And if it's not blocked, it usually goes into the net. So it's a great card. Yeah, those are a great trio if you play 4-3-3, for example, so for affordable prices as well. So that's a great option for a team if you want to do something a little bit more different than just the standard boring meta type of stuff. So really fun. I'm not naming any names, so... The names have been changed to protect the innocent, so Jonas is not doing any meta. Yeah, 5-star. Yeah, that should be doable because I think Mr. Cyprien, or whatever you pronounce it, he needs 6 foot swap items, and Manolas, he needs 7. So both of those should be doable this week for sure. So and yeah, they look quite. Decent, actually. So,
well, let's start with a 93 rated Manolas then. Of course, fan favorite. Last year, everyone ran away with this card. He has a perfectly shooting stat though with 16. Just wanted to point that out. Not that it's useful for a defender, but something that really stood out. 16. Finishing and 14 free kick accuracy and 31 vision. So yeah, pretty much you don't want to pass too much with him and you don't really want to take a shot or let him go up with corners. But he has a high defensive work rate and a low attacking work rate. So you don't see that too often anymore. So I like that personally. Of course, 91 pace on his main card, 87 acceleration, 93 sprint speed, which is always nice with 95 jumping, especially with this card being really fast and pretty large as well, 6'2". 91 strength, 95 aggression. So for all stats, we like 94 interception, 94 marking, 95 standing tackle, 97 sliding tackle. I think if you have a Serie A squad, and it has to be Serie A because else this card won't ever fit with being Greek. Solid, right?
Yeah, he looks really good, but he's very limited with his links. Well, I think you can maybe link him with Liga NOS Team of the Season goalkeeper, but he's not the best. So I don't know if I would recommend that. The stats-wise, he looks really good, but I have used a few of his cards this year, and he didn't feel good for me. He's very strong and things like that, but his passing went everywhere. They look okay now, but...
He's got 85 short passing now. That should be decent for a...
It should, yeah, but I think most people already have, like... Team of the Season, Militao, Van Dijk, Player of the Year, or Team of the Season cards. They're pretty much settled with their defensive four. So I don't think better than any. Yeah. So, of course, if you run a Serie A squad, then he should be fun to use with Juan Jesus if you have him as well. Really solid.
But if you ever make a choice between Juan Jesus and Manolas, it's Juan Jesus all day, right?
Yeah, because there's much more links as well with Jesus. So
he's also faster on his main card as well.
Yeah, left-footed, so and good passing and everything. So,
how would you preview score Manolas? I have a feeling you won't ever be able to play him. So if everyone who's listening gives us a heads up if you're using this card, how you like him, what would be your preview rating?
For if you have a Serie A squad, then maybe 3.5. If not, then just middle, 3 star.
Yeah, I wanted to say 2.5 since it's nothing special. I think the 89th Cintius card, which we had 2 weeks ago, is far better than this card, to be honest. Easier to link up with the Dutch links. Much easier to get. Footswaps is a bit of a high price. If you take him, there's not much you can do anything with the other swaps. You won't be able to get the icon, for at least, for example. This late in the game, I think 2.5 stars more than enough for this card. Nice to have, nothing special.
Yeah.
Okay, 2.75.
Serie A collectors can get him, but I don't think many others will buy.
Yeah, no. So if you had the AS Roma logo, I would. Maybe, but not anymore. 2.75 then total for Manolas' previous score. But we're not actually recommending getting him from your foot swaps. Then we got 88 Cyprien. So Ligue 1 player from Nice. Central midfielder, 88. Gullet gang material, Envy, here. But not very tall. So 180 centimeters, 5'11". He's got everything all pretty good stats overall. Nothing seriously high, not much over 90. But almost all stats except his heading accuracy is over 80, I think. Maybe a sliding tackle 77. This looks like a pretty fun to use center midfielder. But, yeah, well, of course, easy to link nationality. But do people still care about this card, this stage of the game?
I don't know. He's not looking exceptional, solid all over, yes. But I think I would rather spend 5 swaps on Renato Sanchez, to be honest. But he's probably quite good, but it's like nothing special now. And unless you go with a full Ligue 1 or something, or need a French link.
To be fair, at this stage of the game, the Team of the Season cards are sometimes so cheap that it's not even possible to actually to actually sell those Team of the Season cards. So you'd be better off just buying another French midfielder, right? We got the French dude from the Premier League, which I named my Sonny Sissoko, I think. Cheap, which is better card than this. I think it's 40k or something. So, yeah. I would rate this just 2 stars. Maybe 1.5. It's nothing. I mean,
yeah, two stars because I think too many cards to use for that card. So I would go with other options. If you go for the 100k pack, you'll probably pack someone better than him anyways, plus some other players.
With this pack rate, maybe even four.
Yeah, you never know.
I already clicked him away. Then yeah. We got three new footies, I should call. Beautiful pink-purple footies. Let's start with Joao Felix.
Yeah, we can do that.
So how can people get their hand on Joao Felix?
Oof. Yeah, prepare the sweat. No, it's not. Felix is not too bad. You need to win three squad battles using a full Portuguese squad, including bench, which is new, I think. I don't think you... The objective ones had that you have actually had to have the bench as well. The pro difficulty is doable. So three matches, it shouldn't be too bad at all, actually.
Before we dive into this card, that bench requirement is something really cool for next year, though. So we can get silver, play with silver squads also on your bench. Didn't even know it was possible, but that will make some of the objectives coming up, and I think they might be testing it a couple of weeks from now in still FIFA 19. But I think that's a very promising addition. Besides that, it should be easy enough to unlock this card.
Yeah, it's doable, and it's not going to be like people can just swap in three icons or something like that. And at least they have to be a little bit more creative with the selection now. So, but still doable. Pro is not that difficult to do on squad battles, so it shouldn't take you more than three matches anyways. And it's a good card as well. And his new club, very good stats. It's pretty much his team of the season card almost. So at worst, you can spend maybe an hour to unlock him, and then you can use him in an SBC if you don't like him. So
yeah, exactly. Just for reference, his team of the season card is 91 rated, not 90. And it's for sale on PlayStation for 72,000 and 76,000 on Xbox. Which I won't make within an hour. But, maybe you guys can. Okay, let's dive into this card, because we're always halfway through the show. Of course, he's his new club, but Ingvi said already. He's for La Liga Santander, Spanish League, Atletico Madrid. He's got 3-star skills, 3-star weak foot, which is immediately a bit of a letdown for me personally as a forward player, but let's get into more details soon. Low defensive work rate, high attacking work rate. Personally, I'm a big fan if you want someone up front who can go on counters. Then look into his cards. 95 pace on his main guard, acceleration 93, 95 sprint speed, 99 shot power with 90 finishing and 97 volleys. His passing is mwah, alright. I think everything around 80. Somewhere his short passing is almost 90. His dribbling is, as we might expect, good. 92 dribbling on his main card. 95 agility, 90 rating. 90 rating on balance. 92 ball control and 93 dribbling. With 82 composure, which is in my opinion a bit low for him, but okay. 99 stamina, as we see with almost all footies, the stamina is at least 90. And 99 is, of course, always fun to do. What do we make up for this card, Ingvi? What do you think?
I don't think I would use him or consider him as a starter unless I really needed one player and couldn't afford any. But as a substitute, he could be quite fun and when players are tired, because he has speed and agility and balance and stamina, so he can run. His long shots are not that good either, so I would like to have him in the box and shoot there than doing any long shots, because they're 77, which is a little bit disappointing, and with the composure that low, then he might not be the guy to trust for those desperate long shots in the end of the match. But fun card to have, though.
Yeah, easy to unlock, fun to have. Not a starter at this point of the game, I think. Same goes actually for his 91 rated card. I think there's much potential with him in real life. In footies, he has some strength to be very fast. He's like that nasty mosquito coming up again. But I personally won't ever use a 3-star weak foot up on top. Just will be too risky, in my honest opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
People can get him for free. Will he? The main question is, will he be ending up in an SBC for you?
I think there's like maybe a 95% chance that he'll end up in SBC, but of course I'll give him a try and he'll get in rivals. So we'll see how he plays.
Yeah, I will be trying him to state our opinion next week, what we really think of him. But I'm going to go just with a good 3.5 stars, in my opinion.
I'll give him a 3 for now.
Okay, let's go with a little 3.25 rating for Joao Felix. It should probably be pronouncing not right, but hey. Then a fan favorite from me this year, a card which I have been using a lot until he changed nationality and then he wouldn't fit my team anymore. So I used the 82 Kondogbia a lot at the start of the game when he was still French. Of course, we had a special 89 rated card, which went up a couple of times. And now we have a 93 rated Kondogbia. Geoffrey Kondogbia, of course, Valencia, and he's now for the Central African Republic. So you must be playing him in a La Ligue Santander or between icons, because else it might be trouble. 4-star skills, 2-star weak foot, left-footed, which doesn't have to be a problem as a midfielder per se. But now comes the fun strength. He is 188 centimeters tall or 6'2". He has a 85 pace, which is solid for a central midfielder, we guess. 92 positioning, 99 shot power, 95 long shots. So that's very attacking minded for a midfielder. Passing, as we expect, 95 rated vision, 99 short passing with 96 long passing, 78 crossing though, but how much will he cross with him? I don't know. Actually, pretty good dribbling stats. 98 reactions, 96 ball control, 91 dribbling, and 96 composure. 96. Get him off the ball, I'd say. Defending stats are really good. 95 rated interception, 92 marking, 96 standing tackle, 92 sliding tackle with 92 jumping, 94 stamina, 99 strength, and 95 aggression. I think this is one of the better central defensive midfielder, if not for his links, right?
Yeah, of course the 2-star weak foot is a little bit of a down point, but as long as he sticks to the CM position or CDM, he's great. And you can pretty much shoot from anywhere, which is also good. His balance is a little bit low, but of course you can fix that with maybe engine or sniper or something like that. But it looks really good. If you just see he's over 90 in every position, I think, on the field. So he can play pretty much anywhere. So if you don't start him, you can sub him anywhere you need him, actually. Maybe not right back, but other than you can probably play there, but
left back too. Yeah.
Yeah. So great card. The worst thing is you need to unlock him. You need to score in 3 separate rivals matches using a full first owned La Liga starting squad to earn this card. So
first owned?
Yeah. So you need to pack those players. And I'm pretty sure in Division 1 this is going to be a nightmare.
Rivals as well.
It's in rivals. And I'm in Division 1. I'm not expecting any wins, I think. But good thing is that I need to score 1 goal, though. And I have the attackers, but the defenders, I don't have anything special there. So I'm expecting to lose a lot of matches.
Basically, this means if you have the team to unlock him, he will be useful. If you don't have the team to unlock him, he won't be useful anyways. Won't be playing for you. So just leave it be. Is that what they're saying?
No, I would... I would try if I had anything. You can probably try with silvers as well. You just need a good attacker, which you probably have if you have any of the good weekend league rewards, red picks. You might have a card there that's a good attack you can use. So you just need to have a little bit of luck.
Yeah, so wait for Thursday morning, see what you can get your player specific red cards out of that, and make sure you grind that Thursday and Friday to just unlock him just in time for the next episode of this show.
Yeah,
It's a bit of a letdown though. I didn't actually see the requirements for the show because the show was so early today that it's just really fresh. Oh, but it might actually, I don't know, can we morally judge a card by its requirements? We can on its price, but
we can take maybe maximum half a point because of the requirements, I think.
It's silly requirements, come on.
Yeah, the requirements are silly. It would be okay if it was a full gold squad from Serie A or something like that. At least you could buy the players.
Yeah, do La Liga and just do full La Liga gold squad, whatever. But
yeah, but first now you have to actually pack something. That's a bit of a downer. If you... Maybe people used in SBCs or sold, and now they're like, oh, could hope for some big luck in the rewards on Thursday. But it's a little bit bad.
It's a big letdown, EA, though, because, I mean, it's a really good card. It's a highly popular card, I think, as well. It's been used all years long, so it's definitely a footies worthy card. But at this stage of the game, with 4 weeks to go before FIFA 20 arrives, or actually 6 weeks, but we should be able to just unlock these cards and just go ahead and try them, right?
Not having to buy packs or something if you don't have to, and hope that you pack someone from the league. That's never a guarantee as well. So unless we get some SBC where you can get league specific players.
Are you hinting, Ingvi Moss Trader, are you hinting on La Liga upgrade packs here?
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
You've heard it here first. Your final preview ready for Kondogbia. If we ever be able to unlock him, we will review him. But it might be a bit tight unless those upgrade packs actually arrive.
If I don't look at the requirements, I would actually give him a 4.5. But with the requirements, if you don't have any players, then it's like 2.5, because it's a nightmare if you don't have any players. So you're forced to do something to try and get the players. But if you have the players, then it's 4.5. I'm just, if he had 3-star Wickford, I would give him a 5, I think. But 2-star Wickford is a little bit... Well, the only downside of this card, I think.
I'm going to give him a preview rating of 3 stars. And if I'm able to unlock this, and if EA goes into upgrade La Liga cards, then I'm going to upgrade this card to 4.5. So
if you like him and can play him.
Yeah, sure. He'll fit anyways, but we can fit him in, but... I mean, he fits perfectly between Gullit and Vieira, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's nice. But we need La Liga upgrade packs. Else I won't never be able to unlock him. So for now, we're going to keep him at 2.5, 2.75. Because of his requirements. Him,
2.75 because of the requirements.
Right. So Kondogbia, 2.75 stars for him, especially because of his requirements. Do something about it, EA. Okay. Then, last year, this was my favorite card. This year, I've used him the first month. I've used his special card, the Europa League one, I think for 300 matches, something insane the amount. We're talking about nobody less than Sergej Milinkovic-Savic, or SMS as we like to call him. As 93 rated rechosen footies, Ingvi. That's something, right?
Yeah.
Tell me you did vote for him.
No. I wanted Florenzi. Easier to link. 4-star skills. Of course, SMS has the same, but he's too clunky for my liking. No.
talking about a player with 4-star skills, 4-star weak foot. We got he's 6'3" though, 191 centimeter. He's a massive tank. He medium high work rate, so that's all that. But discarding, he has 85 acceleration and 88 sprint speed right off the bat. Dribbling, 98 ball control, 97 dribbling. Can you already hear me being happy with him? I can't fit him in, but hey, 93 composure, shooting, a 90 shooting, 90 positioning, 91 finishing, 94 shot power, 91 long shots. Oh boy, keep him coming. 97 vision, 97 short passing, 97 long passing. I want to see this one next to Goretzka. Not even a fun one. You know how overpowered crossing is? You know how overpowered corners can be? He's got 99 heading accuracy. 99 with 93 jumping. And he's the tallest player of the whole field. Yngvi, hold my beer. I'll be right back. This is amazing, right?
No. I'm not a fan. If
I
you
know.
Look at his,
I know, that's why I was actually exaggerating it.
Agility and balance is horrible for me. And for me, he seems like prime Patrick Vieira might be able to pass. And you know my feelings about Patrick Vieira is, yeah, it's not so good. He's going to be pretty good. I'm going to face him a lot, I'm pretty sure, and he's going to score lots of goals versus me. I don't get on with those type of players for some reason. So I think it's the way I play, because I try to twist and turn a little bit before passing, and then they get off balance and they miss the pass. And yeah,
I think this is a prime example of why you didn't like Vieira.
Yeah,
and that's also a prime example why he might be the perfect fit for me.
Yeah, I see Osama in the chat says that Savic is OP. And if you use him as CDM and anchor on him, he's going to, of course, be a really good card to have, sweeping up everything. I agree with him on that. But I'm already stuck with Vieira and not using him. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be great for many, many that unlock him. But I'm not going to bother with him.
Basically, next year, I will be needing a 4 CDM formation, something like that, because... I can't fit in Goretzka, SMS, Hullet, and Vieira. So we got a bit of a problem there. But yeah, I can't really deny that. It's one of my favorite cards from last year, that I have been liking him this year a lot. And I'm looking forward to playing with this card, except I don't see where he would fit at this stage of the game. So I wish we could have voted for him a month earlier. But hey. Let's give your critical rating of Milinkovic Savic. Are you going to do him? Let's put it first.
No, I'm not going to do him. So I'll give him a 3. Because, yeah. It's not that... It's the requirements are not bad, but...
Can you quickly say the balance? Do you know the requirements?
Yeah, you need one SPC. It's 85 rated. One play, which is team of the week or team of the season. And one player from Serie A. And the other squad is just a 86 rated squad, 70 chemistry. So
so he's cheaper than the Icon SBC. And you get a true legend from it.
Yeah. So it's a good value for a lot of players. But
still 3 stars?
Not of me. Yeah, I have too many CMs anyway. So he looks good, but I think I'd rather get the foot swap Renato Sanchez again.
Yeah, I won't go into real life football, but I don't get why this guy still plays for Lazio.
That's a little bit of... I think there's a lot of interest in him, but I think he really likes it in Lazio, or they are pricing him like crazy out of the market, but I don't think so. Because,
yeah, but if you pay 80 million for Lukaku, you can pay half for Milinkovic-Savic, right?
Yeah, that's true. So I think he will leave Lazio, but maybe not in the winter, but maybe next summer. I think he might be gone if he has a good season.
So for Piemonte Calcio, you'll get him next year. Thank you. Yeah. 5 stars for me. I think we're going to end up at a 4 stars then, which isn't that bad. So, okay. I will sure, if any of you are listening, are good squad builders and know how I can fit in 4 CMs or CDMs without actually being unable to play football anymore, just let me know. And I really want to get him in. I mean, he fits with Ronaldo, so that might be it, something.
You can put him as CDM and then put him as a central back.
Yeah, I could do that, but then I've got to give up like Virgil or Rio. Or Next year. Four stars for SMS or Sergej Milenkovic-Savic. Also, Usamenka, thank you for the feedback and thank you for the follow. Then, we've got some player sent in reviews, which is fun. First time people actually sent in proper reviews. And I'm just going to put it up here and I'm going to do my best to actually translate this or actually pronounce it properly. The first we got sent in is by Foot Frankenstein. Twitter is at Foot Frankenstein. And it's actually Adam from the What the Foot podcast, one of my co-hosts. And it isn't a surprise that he sent in Butronego, or as he likes to call him, Bertie. He really likes Spanish strikers, and I think Bertie is one of his favorite players this year, as listeners of the What the Foot podcast might know. And I have used him for 700 matches this year myself, and that has a reason. I'm just going to read out, or you can do as well if you want to, Ingvi. Read out the review sent in by Foot Frankenstein or Adam. You want to read it or do I?
You can do the honors.
Yeah, thanks. So Adam says, I did his SBC hoping he would be magic and to compliment my Fernando Torres flashback. There goes all his face for good strikers. It must be 6+ months since then and he is still in my team. To call him endgame for many would be foolish. I, however, would not swap him for 99 Messi. He is that good. Obvious, Adam hasn't played for 99 Messi in V, right?
Okay. Correct.
I have long thought that shorter players tend to have better shooting in certain instances. Ever wondered why Mertens can always find a top corner 1v1? Not versus me, but I can just say it. I have also long held the belief that left-footed players have more success because 80% of players are right-footed or right-handed themselves and so struggle to think with a player's left. Bertie, with 5-star weak foot, can do everything shooting-wise. He is the player Messi should be on this game. I think that's just basically Foot Frankenstein or Adam's love versus Messi, but okay. Obviously, very good. Very fun written review. Thank you for Adam sending this one in. Have you played with Butronego this year?
Yeah, I've used him in the beginning or around team of the year, I think. He was really good and he can shoot from anywhere, but he started getting weaker and weaker when we just turned the year and... he got muscled off the ball a lot, so I had to put him as a sub for quite a long time, and I think he ended up in Hullet SBC in the end, actually.
So I used him a lot this year, 700 matches, and he's been going into the Hullet SBC last week for me. So until last week, he's been my man as well. But... just not end game enough to play whole year, I guess. But I really liked him though. He short but fast, 5-star weak foot is perfectly and of course really easy to link up. I think 5 stars are deserved in my opinion. What about you?
Yeah, it's a fun card. Of course, it links all around with everybody. So if you have a little bit stronger player next to him, he could still do a really good job in the weekend, like I'm pretty sure, because people are not expecting to face him. So, and he has the 5-star weak foot.
And for such a short player, he can really jump, though. His headers are really good.
Crazy jumping on him, and so quick.
It's one of the players that if I can scoop him up early next year, he might do another 700 matches for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Five stars. Good plan. So Adam, thanks for sending that in. Next one is a fairly long but very cool written review from the other host of What the Foot podcast, Steve, sent us in. So Steve can be found on Twitter at @valence777. And Steve uses fancy English words. So for that's probably to do tests or to to get me saying something wrong. But he actually says that this is the hard English word, but I'm going to translate it in perfect central midfielder. And it's, we're talking about team of the year, team of the season, of course, Goretzka. 92 rated CDM, 90 pace on his main card, with everything very high, including physical, passing, and defense. Ingvi, I think you have this card as well, right?
Yeah, I have the card. Great card.
I have it myself and used it this week now as well. Is the SBC still on? Did you know?
I'm not sure, but I can check it quite quickly here. I think it's still there. Let me see. Yeah, he's still for 2.5 days, I think. Yeah, 2.5 days.
Before we read the review, I think it's safe to say if you can spare the money, get him, right?
If you can link him, yeah, and you can now get him to link team of the season, Da Costa, the right back, which is like 26, 25K or something, which is so cheap for a very, very good...
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's worth it, in my opinion, if you link those two, and you just need one more link, I think, and you're good to go.
Steve says, this is the perfect central midfielder. He has bags of space and a special ability to make time slow down in order for him to make the correct pass or be in the correct position for an interception. That's a cool ability to have, though. Not on my thing, but to be said, Steve is playing on PC, so maybe it's hacks or something. I don't know. He may be the most wholly complete player that's not got a big haircut. He's able to make the perfect pass across all the ranges regularly with both feet, but is defensive minded enough to break up the same amount of attacks as he creates. He regularly dominates the midfield and pops up with crucial goals coming in deep from midfield. His shooting is spectacular and again has a very good range and good accuracy. I honestly recommend playing this card over Vieira in a 4-2-3-1 or as a central midfielder in a 4-1-2-1-2. And that's high praise coming for Steve though. He really is the complete player and I give him 5 stars in every category you can think of. If you have not completed this SBC yet, he is a must have. And has links to Havertz and Da Costa to boot. Your thoughts are that I couldn't say it better than Steve.
Yeah, I recommend playing him over Vieira for sure. But I use him in SBC. No, I use Goretzka in my main team in 4-4-1-1, and he's great. I use him as the defensive-minded one, and he keeps his position quite well as well. He has high work rates, which I like a lot. And the last 5 matches, he started just coming and firing some great shots and scored quite a lot of goals as well. So he is quite complete, to be honest. And I wish I did him when he first came out. I regret like crazy not doing it. But I'm glad I got the chance to use him now, though. So he's in my main team, and I think he will probably stay till the end of game.
Yeah, so last year my midfield was Goretzka and SMS. So I could just try that combination again.
Yeah, why not?
Because that will go one of Vieira or Gullit has to go, and it's probably not going to happen, either of those. But yeah, I like this card a lot. I think it's a 5-star card all around. And if you can fit him in, even on 7 or 8 chemistry, he's well worth it, right? So, thank you, Steve, for sending in this review. You can find Steve on @valence777. And of course, listen to him on the What the Foot podcast. That's live every Wednesday. So last one that's been sent in is actually by a player that we know for a bit and has been joining us for a while. That's Andrew, or Foot underscore AST. And Andrew sent in two player reviews. One for Prime Moments Eusebio and one for Team of the Season Neymar. If you don't know Foot AST or Andrew, he's a very skilled trader. At this stage of the game, he's probably able to use or buy every single card available on the market. So give him a follow at Foot underscore AST on Twitter. Andrew says about Eusebio. By the way, we are keeping the Team of the Season Neymar review for next week. Simply based on time. Eusebio is the best card I've ever used. I don't use 5-star skills, so he does everything I could possibly imagine. The speed that he gets off shots is his best trait for me, as other players take far too long to shoot. 5-star weak foot is a must for an elite player. Does he mean he's elite, or does he mean Eusebio's elite? Oh well. His shooting is as good as I've seen. His passing is almost always amazing. And his dribbling is fantastic. He's not a back-to-goal, hold-up type player, but I do not ask him to be that. He also is not great at headers. So, if you love the 4-2-3-1 and spamming crosses, don't give people any thoughts, Andrew. He may not be for you. Overall, I love this card, and he has won many, many games for me this year. You have used the 93 version, right?
Mm-hmm. I have the Prime 93, yeah. That's a great card. I've used all the other cards as well. The middle one, 91 rated, and the 89. I used the 89, I think maybe 600-700 matches. And that was... I've used him with the 89 Cruyff, and they were causing havoc every week. And the 5-star weak foot, and he can do most... You need him to. I actually won lots of headers with him as well, the 89 one, because I think that's better than the middle one. But the Prime is really good. I regret not doing him early. So, and he can play lots of position as well. I can use striker, center forward, cam, even left midfielder and right midfielder. I've tried him everywhere, basically.
Yeah, with 99 shots on his main card, he'd probably be able to give a good cross as well, right?
Yeah. So, great card, and the 5-star weak foot is really, really, really good. So, he scores many crucial goals, and he can run for days as well. So, that's a great card, and if the Prime Icon Moments one looks insane. So, wish I could afford it, but I can't.
Yeah, and since I'm a poor, not able to trade kind of coach, I haven't tried him, so I can't really comment about it, except I used him in draft once. And yeah, it was fun there, but it's way too little base to actually base a review on. Would he be 5-star for you as well?
Yeah, I'll give him 5-star for the Prime, actually, yeah. It's well worth
94 would be easy 5-stars as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew, or at Foot underscore AST, for sending in this thing. To end up the show, we are keeping Fabinho, Footswap, and Neymar Team of the Season for next week. If you have any reviews or players you want to send in, just tweet at us and we'll get those as well. Send in the tweet like that, and the most original or most fun players or the most original fun reviews will be read on the show as well. Envy, what would be your player of this week? Tick-tock.
Kondogbia, of the ones that are available, because he looks so good, but I understand that many will struggle to get.
I'll tell you, so I'll give you another.
He looks so good.
Goretzka.
Yeah, if it was last week, then probably give Goretzka, but this will come. We're starting a new week now.
Yeah, good point, good point. So we have to choose between SMS, Kondogbia, or Joao Felix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no contest, right?
No.
It's going to be SMS. Milenkovic-Savic.
Yeah, and Kondogbia.
Let's draw this week between Milenkovic-Savic and Kondogbia. Thanks for that. Just wanted to give my man just one final push so everyone will play him. But if you make people play Kondogbia, I'll be happy to play SMS versus them. So thanks. And also just get Goretzka while he's still available.